Alison Eastwood says that she was hoping to explore the notion that tragedy can lead to healing, love, and redemption in her new film, Rails and Ties, a rather ambitious goal since it's the first movie she's ever directed. It stars Marcia Gay Harden and Kevin Bacon, and it opens today at the Angelica and the AMC Lincoln Square. I'm very pleased to welcome Alison Eastwood to the show. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
As I said, this is the first film you've directed, but not the first one you've been involved with. Did having experience being in front of the camera as an actress make it easier when you decided to go behind the camera?
Yeah, I think it's helpful, excuse me, in the way that, being an actor is a tremendous responsibility, and I think that you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I could do that. It looks so easy. But to be a really great actor, it's very difficult, and it's a
big
responsibility.
I wish I could do what Meryl Streep does.
Yeah.
Well, Marcia
Gay
Harden, she's
exactly.
So extraordinary. Exactly.
And, it's a tremendous responsibility, and I think part of the director's job is to really find a way to help, you know, communicate and it not to be kind of a dictatorship of, well, you do it this way and I want this, you know, and this is how I see it, but more of a collaboration and to be there to support the actor and to help them, but to also collaborate and to, you know, give them ideas that maybe they didn't come up with and on their own. And being an actor helped me realize that, you know, you really do need a certain type of support from a director, and I hope that I did that with Kevin and Marcia. I mean, they tell me I did.
You've been around movies since you were very young. What was the hardest part for you, the thing you hadn't anticipated?
You know, I think the hardest part is that you don't realize there's so much that goes into it. I mean, literally, you know, people want you to make decisions like, well, what color do you want this blouse to be? Do you have a certain, I mean, little things that, you know, you kind of take for granted. For instance, the prop guy kept putting milk on the table. And it was just one of those really weird things where I got into the editing room and I thought, you know, grown men don't drink milk. I guess some do, but I'm thinking.
Not the Kevin Bacon character.
Not the Kevin Bacon character. And I'm thinking, why? I started looking at it and go, God, next time I need to be more attentive about the littlest thing. I mean, you really have to kind of pay attention to things that you wouldn't normally pay attention to as an actor or even a producer.
Well, you know, I noticed that there was a lot of blue in the film. Tom's
yes.
work shirt, Megan's pale blue blanket. So you made that decision, blue.
I did. I mean, even the train is called Coastal Blue, or, you know, it's painted blue. And
this is we should point out, Kevin Bacon is a train engineer.
Train engineer. Yeah. I liked it because I liked originally, you know, Marcia's character at one point says that it's her favorite color. And it's kind of symbolic because there's a little boy that comes into their lives. And, you know, young boys are usually associated with the color blue. And I just, it's one of my favorite colors as a person, and I like the way it looks on film, and so there was several different reasons, but yes, I decided to go with blue.
Now, you've also produced films. Had you always wanted to direct, and is producing a good way to get into directing?
You know, I tend to, unfortunately, do things very backwards in my life. So I got into directing this film in kind of a backwards way. I actually found the script and wanted to produce it and find a way to be helpful getting it on its feet. And then after several years of shopping it around and working on it with a writer, I just really had a vision for it, and it really became kind of infused in me. And I just needed to tell the story. And sometimes I can't even figure out exactly why, but it just became kind of an obsession. And I dreamt about it and had visions all the time just driving around. And I thought, you know, I need to direct this film. And I think I never really necessarily wanted to be a director. And maybe subconsciously I didn't, because I didn't want that constant association with, oh, okay, your dad was an actor and then your dad's a director. And, okay, you just follow in the footsteps. And it seemed a little cliche to me. But at the end of the day, I just needed to direct this film for my own reasons, and so now, you know, I've got the directing bug.
Well,
the storytelling bug, I should say. It's not so much directing.
This film is, although your father, Clint Eastwood, really does capture the humanity of his characters, this mm-hmm. is not a film that he would have directed.
No, I don't think he would have chosen this as a film to direct. And although I do think that if there's any kind of similarity, that the one great thing is he's a fairly straightforward, simple storyteller with his directing. And I feel like I did that with this film. I wanted it to be very simple and very real. And I wanted to feel the humanity of these characters and be reminded of my own humanity in this story. And I think that's probably one of the similarities we have.
It's interesting that it's about railroads at a time when many people think of the railroads, at least passenger trains, as being an almost a dying means of transportation. But it means an awful lot to the people here, both in a positive and in a negative way. Did you have to do a lot of research? I'm sure you didn't know much about
trains. I mean, obviously, living in L.A., we don't even really have much of a train system. Not like, obviously, you guys do here in New York. But, I did a bit of research, and I spent some time with some engineers and obviously have a much, much more, you know, kind of appreciation for trains and train travel and what the engineers go through. I mean, not to give too much of the film away, but, you know, I guess accidents and you know, things of that nature happen a lot with trains, and I think it you know, wears a lot on these men.
Well, how much of the plot are you willing to give up?
Well, I don't know. How much do you want me to?
Well,
I'm going to keep throwing it back on you. No, I don't mind giving it
away. Kevin Bacon is an engineer. His wife, Marcia Gay Harden, they are so great together because you really do believe in them as a couple.
Yeah, I think they did a
but
great
job. He's a kind of very stoical man, and she's somebody who definitely lets it all hang out.
Right.
She has cancer. Mm-hmm. He's involved in an accident, and then that brings this little boy into their lives.
Right.
I guess that's what we should
say.
Yeah,
that's about it. I would say that in a nutshell without giving too much of it away. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the one thing I loved about the characters was Kevin's character. I mean, we all know men that are kind of, you know, have a hard time dealing with, you know, kind of emotional subjects or things that are difficult. And we all know people that have a hard time dealing with illness or loss or tragedy and seem to kind of shut down or become kind of, you know, emotionally kind of void during these times. And I like that he doesn't make a huge shift, but by the end of the film, you really feel that he's, you know, you've cracked the egg a little bit and that he's even kind of physically looks a bit different and more kind of open and willing to kind of be a different person in life from then on out.
They say that casting is, I don't know, what is it, 85% or something?
It's a lot. I mean, it makes a huge difference.
And did you know from the start that Kevin and Marcia Gay would
you know,
be
I
right
didn't.
For this?
I didn't. I can't say that I knew exactly. Originally, the script was written that the main characters were more in their mid to late 30s, and both Kevin and Marcia are a bit older than that, without giving away ages. And
we can look it up on.
Yeah. All right. They're 47 and 48. Without giving it all away. So I liked the fact that I started talking to them and they both had read the script. They both liked the project. And I started kind of talking to them before making any kind of final, you know, decisions and liked the fact that we kind of changed the ages a bit because I felt it was more powerful because Marcia's, you know, battling with cancer and hasn't had children and they've kind of, their relationship is kind of falling apart. And I think it kind of sold the story a little bit more that she'd kind of probably passed the time of having kids and this was kind of a last effort for her to make that kind of connection with the young boy.
Aren't child actors the hardest to cast?
I guess, you know, I feel pretty lucky. We found Miles. We looked at probably 40 kids.
And his kid's name is Miles Heiser.
Miles Heiser.
This is his first film, isn't
it? This is his first major feature film. I mean, I think he'd done some television, but, I was very lucky. I mean, it was one of those situations where I saw his tape and I knew right away that was him. Obviously I met with him and had him audition a little bit more and, you know, but each time it became more apparent to me that he was the one and I had to do a little fighting for him because the producers were like, well, are you sure you want a kid that's never done a film? And, you know, that's kind of a lot for, you know, for this young boy to take on, but, you know, he seemed, He seemed up for the challenge, and he was really just a joy to work with.
Did you empathize at all? Because you made your film debut when you were 11, opposite your father in Tightrope.
I know. It was a huge stretch for me. I played his daughter. Although, you know, it was still, I mean, to me it seemed very familiar. I mean, I had grown up on the sets ever since I can remember. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, I was playing his daughter, and here, you know, he was very protective of me when I did that film, and he kind of, you know, helped me through it. And, you know, as opposed to later on when I worked with him, he was like, all right, you know, you can't screw this one up and get it together and learn your lines and be professional. So a little bit of a different situation later on. I felt more for myself as an adult than I did as a child.
My guess is Alison Eastwood, whose latest film is one that she's directed. It's called Rails and Ties, and it stars Marcia Gay Harden and Kevin Bacon, and opens today at the Angelica and the AMC Lincoln Square. It seems to me that kid actors today are better than they ever have been. When I see movies from the 30s and 40s, kids are always overacting and so emotive. And suddenly, I don't know what's happened. What's happened?
It's kind of a Disney-esque kind of very, you know, if you look at these little shows that my niece or some of my friends' kids watch, they're kind of very animated. You know, I think acting has changed a lot, though. I mean, I mean, at least the kind that I like to watch, I love old films. And I have an appreciation for all different genres and all different kind of decades of filmmaking. But you definitely look at the way acting and even the directing was back then. And people are much more kind of animated and you know, kind of a little bit somewhat over the top, I think. Where I kind of prefer a little bit more of the realistic, subtle acting. The acting that seems like you and I were just sitting here talking. And where, you know, neither one of us is trying to affect or push or, you know, really go. I mean, I think that type of acting, particularly for like Broadway or stage, maybe, you know, you're dealing with a huge crowd of people and it's live. Maybe it's different. But with films, I think it's really important to have kind of a more subtle, realistic, because you're usually right in close up in people's faces quite a bit. And film picks up nuances that you don't necessarily have to affect or push, you know?
Well, when you get in real close, then you're aware of the fact that this film was shot in widescreen anamorphic format.
Mm-hmm.
Because of The Train, you really wanted to get that
just
across?
That's the way I like to watch movies. You know, I mean, we had, you know, another option or so of different formats, but I like anamorphic. I mean, even though this isn't, you know, Lawrence of Arabia, it's not epic, it's still, I wanted it to have a feeling that even though it was an intimate film, that it still had, that you still had that kind of feeling.
Well, it's easier to get lost in the film if you're in the audience. On the other hand, for the director, you really have to be aware of what's going on in the far right and the far left of the frame, don't you? You just can't think about what's in the center of the shot.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's fine. I'd rather pay attention to the right or the left as opposed to the top or the bottom.
So have you caught the directing bug now?
If there is such thing, I think I have. I mean, I really, you know, like I said, I kind of came to direct this film in a little bit of a backwards way, and but now I really love storytelling, and all the acting I've done, good and bad, which believe me, a lot of it has been not such great projects and things I've not always been proud of. But they all kind of, I think they all now, you know, happen for a reason. And I think you can learn as much from a bad experience as an actor working in kind of a shoddy project or not with such a great director. You can learn what not to do just as much as you can as working with the great directors who can teach you what to do.
And I'm sure watching your father taught you a lot, because he is one of the great directors.
Yeah, that's a bit of a master class, kind of, you know, that's film school 101 condensed into a short amount of time and a lot less money for me.
Well, in this case, you have nothing to apologize for. You've directed this film wonderfully.
Oh, thank you.
And it's obviously your own style.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I think there's obviously certain similarities, as we talked about before, in the sense that it's fairly simple and it's straightforward, and it really is about the characters, particularly what he's been doing in the last few years. I think that he's kind of, you know, really turning into quite a a storyteller that looks into the depths of the characters and the humanity of them. But yeah, I think it's my own style, and you know, I'd like to definitely for my next film, you know, try a bit of a departure and maybe make something a little bit more stylized, something a little bit more edgy. And
oh, not a war film?
No.
That was
no.
A joke. That was
That's
a joke,
one thing, you know. That's one thing. I didn't grow up with it. But oddly enough, I found this great short story that is about this young boy who's drafted in Vietnam, but it never takes place in Vietnam. It's more about his struggles dealing with whether or not he's going to be drafted or try and actually run. So I don't know. We'll see. You know, I'm more about not so much a war, but more about what the characters and the struggles of people dealing with it are going through.
And that obviously is what this film is all about, Rails and Ties, starring Marcia Gay Harden, Kevin Bacon, and Miles Heiser.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens today at the Angelica and the AMC Lincoln Square. Thank you so much, Allison Eastwood, for
Thank
being with
you.
Us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.